And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. Yeah, we're back in the studio and here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to very busy San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And we have the man, Captain Art Taylor, from The Searcher, or should we say formerly of The Searcher? I'm not sure, because this is his retirement show, but he's still with The Searcher, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to be talking about there. that and more, so you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090, ESPN Radio, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Good morning, anglers. This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Costa is introducing its new Pro Series. This high-performance sunglass series includes Costa's legacy frame styles for a finely tuned fit with minimal light intrusion. Each Pro Series frame is designed with vented, adjustable nose pads, sweat channels, and side shields for improved comfort while on the water. Combined with Costa's 580 polarized lens technology, the new Pro Series allows captains, guides, and anglers to see what's out there. Visit your local Costa dealer or visit us online at CostaSunglasses.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, boy. Today's going to be a great show, and man, good to be back and hanging with you all.
Yeah,
it's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, you and I have been gone for a little while, but thank you for covering for me the week before you went on your family vacation, and then boy, oh boy, Corey and Brandon did such a great job. Fantastic. I was so pleased with Corey's performance and what he did to really season the reins on things. And then Brandon, our new fourth co-host, did such a fantastic job.
I listened to both shows over there on the Let's Talk Hookup app, and I had a really fun time. That was really cool. Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I thought the boys killed it. It was really cool.
I was listening to you from Katmai because now they have Starlink or Katmai, and I'm telling you, it's like a game changer up there. You have like full, you know, phone possibility, talking on the phone and everything, which is good and bad, right?
Yeah.
That's good and bad.
And
but the most important thing is being able to listen to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, right?
The remoteness of Katmai, that's a pretty wild one, to be able to be in touch because you are way out there and way up there, and you are in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah,
and
time to be off the grid.
Yeah, to be able to pull out your phone and listen to the show is pretty cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But yeah, like Art says, it's a positive and negative. Like remember the old days of KMI on the boat,
certainly.
Right?
Yeah, make a phone ton of money call. On that.
Make a phone call on the two-way radio.
Yeah,
and anybody that was tuned into that channel just hear the whole thing.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that was
on a first name basis with that guy.
Yeah, and then satellite phones came in, and you had satellite phones, and then you had dispatch radio, and now you have Starlink and all this stuff.
Lots of options.
Lots of changes now.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So, good morning, Art.
Good morning, Pete.
Yeah.
Good morning, Rick.
Is this really your retirement show?
I wouldn't say that.
No?
No.
No. I mean, you're still rolling, right? You're still turning some wrenches and helping the boys out.
I wouldn't go that far, not turning wrenches. But, you know, kind of a support position.
Yeah.
Buying a few parts and making sure that, you know, just to keep the ball rolling.
Answering the phone when the boys got a question.
Yeah, well, that's not happening hardly any. No news is good news.
Yeah, right.
And just helping Celia in the office as much as I can. And
Celia's still running the office and continue to run the office?
Celia is still in the office, will be the rest of this year and probably, you know, the beginning half of next year just to make sure that the transition goes well.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we have so much exciting news here today. This is just one of them, is talking about Art and his next phase of his young life, shall we say, here, moving on and turning the reins over to Captain Mike Todard, and that's really fantastic.
Who we have to say too, Mike has been crushing it this year.
Oh my God.
Crushing it this year.
And
I mean, Mike's a fantastic fisherman and always, you know, always amongst the highliners and always in the world, but this year in particular is just, You can tell it, you know, whether it's knowing that the buck stops with him or what, or who knows, but man, he is on fire this year.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the other big news, of course, that everybody kind of already knows because of social media is albacore in Southern California, right?
You called it.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to go back. There are other people that say they thought they called it. No, they're BSing you.
This is well documented.
We're going back. We're going back 30 years. I've been saying there's going to be albacore, but this goes back further than that because I got to credit Captain Tommy Rothery because he was the original guy that called it.
The Riddler.
Right? Okay. The Riddler always said that I'm just going to predict albacore till it comes back. And then I kind of adopted that when Tommy retired.
You adopted that method.
So, so we have albacore.
But we can go back as far as anyone needs to go back. Pete Gray has been the one saying albacore will be here this year. I guarantee it.
And
it's okay that it's just one or two.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's three.
Okay. It's albacore.
Yeah, it's three now.
It's three.
Okay. It was one, then it was a couple, right. Now
yeah,
it's
there
three.
There was one caught on the Aztec during the week, and there were two caught off of Dana Point yesterday.
Well, so. All right.
Yeah. So what do you think? Is this the beginning of something, Art?
No.
No. Yeah, it most certainly is.
They're lost. If you want to predict albacore, Pete, you got to predict biting albacore within 100 miles of San Diego that the sport lead is getting in on.
That's the reality.
That's it. Yeah.
That
if you want to predict an albacore season, not just a fish or two or three, then I'll go with that.
When somebody calls in with 100 out of a stop, you're a believer.
Yeah. Then there's a... maybe a chance to catch one.
Well, it could be Captain Mike Todard on the search trip.
Could be.
Start that.
Could be.
Weird things happen this year. And
weird
anything
things
can happen.
I know one thing. I know that Pete Gray predicted these three, at least these three. I know that you predicted at the beginning of the year. Yeah. I'll give you credit,
that's
no
all
doubt.
Right. Thank you very much.
That's right.
So, Art, so what does this mean on the searcher? What's this mean to the next phase of the world in searcher sport fishing out of Fisherman's Landing?
Well, we have a lease purchase agreement with Mike Todard and Josh Evans, and it started.
Josh is the chef, right?
Josh is the head chef, and they're close friends since elementary school.
Really?
So
here
rad.
In Point Loma, and Josh is a fantastic, culinary school trained in French cooking, and does a phenomenal job with cooking on the boat, and so those two have taken over, you know, all the operations on board the boat, and entered into this lease purchase deal back in May, and so they've got a few months under their belt now, and things are going well. Lots of great reviews. Mike's doing well as far as the fishing is concerned, and I'm taking a back seat. I'm in a support role. I'm helping Celia in the office wherever I can, working on the 2024 charter schedule and just help him wherever I can. Mike calls and say, hey, can you pick up a part at Granger for us or something like that? Or would you mind going to Home Depot? Then I'm there for those guys just in a support role to make sure that things go smoothly.
That is so
rad,
cool.
Man.
Congratulations. And what else are you going to do with your time?
Well, you know, I have, my son and my daughter and my three granddaughters are in town.
Wow.
They live here now. And so we're getting more time with our granddaughters, which is absolutely phenomenal. Our oldest granddaughter just started taking piano lessons with our piano teacher at our house. So that's happening, and that's just phenomenal to get to spend some quality time with her. And our 1 year old turns one in a couple days, so later today we're having the first birthday party for Isabel, and so more time with family.
More time with the family.
It's phenomenal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
You gonna sneak some hockey in there too?
That's in my future. Yeah, I had another shoulder surgery back in May, torn rotator cuff tendon, and so I'm recovering from that. So that's my focus, is PT and exercising daily and to get back on the ice in October. That's the plan.
Wow. Good for you.
That's awesome.
So here's the cool thing about having owner-operators like Josh and Mike. You have the head guy, the captain, owner, and then the other very critical part of any long-range operation is the chef.
Absolutely.
And you have a world-class chef as an owner.
That's pretty huge.
Guy,
yeah.
Too.
Yep.
I mean, the two segments of that are the perfect ingredient for a successful trip.
I would agree with that. I think they're doing a phenomenal job. And, you know, obviously Mike's been with us now. This is his sixth year. And, you know, we have complete trust of him. You know, he's really just a great person, and works hard and is super fishy, and he knows the boat, and he's mechanically inclined. You know, he has a degree in aerospace engineering, you know, and so he's super intelligent. And Josh is the same way. He's got a degree in culinary arts, and so they're super smart, bright, enthusiastic, and you know, it's exciting. It's exciting for them. It's exciting for us. It's a great opportunity for both of us.
And they've been catching fish, right? Tell us about that.
Well, Mike just came in from a 5-day trip and spent some time, you know, doing the 24/7 fishing for bluefin at night and during the day, and then some yellows out at Cortez Bank, and had some action and lots of happy people when they got to the dock. You know, they had the opportunities at some big ones and some smaller grade ones, and some good yellowtail fishing at Cortez Bank. And he just left yesterday on an 8-day trip, so he's headed down to the ridge or the rocks or something like that. And things have been going really well as far as fish are concerned. There's plenty out there.
Yeah, there's plenty out there. It's just a matter of trying to get them to bite, right?
Yep. Yeah, timing is everything. But, you know, it's definitely a lot more consistent this past month than it was in May or June.
Sure. And it should get even better. There's
certainly
a huge block of yellowfin down below, I understand.
Yeah, there's pretty good sign of fish down there, yep.
Yeah.
And there's already been some wahoo caught, right, on some of those ridge rocks type trips?
Ray on the angler had a sign
of
wahoo. I think Justin on the XL had some wahoo at Alejos Rocks. I don't think there's been any caught on the ridge, but there's a few. It's,
yeah.
You know,
but that's nice and early, though, right?
Sure,
good, hopefully good sign of things to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and here we head into August on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
which
crazy.
Is always like August, September, prime time months in San Diego sport fishing.
Absolutely.
Are there any spots available to go on fishing on the Searcher?
You know, there is a few.
Yeah.
You know, you can check the website, and there's not very many, but there's a few trips that have some openings. And you know, the wait list is the way to go. If you see a trip that, oh, okay, I just got this week off, I want to go fishing, and you go to searchersportfishing.com and that trip is full, well, then there's a way on the website to get on a wait list. And Celia, that's one of the tasks that she's had this year, is going to the wait list and filling spots. You know, stuff happens. You know, you've had a trip that you booked last year, and when it gets a couple months from going out on the trip, your schedule changes. Yeah. You have
family surgery.
Yeah, all of that.
Exactly.
So there's cancellations on a regular basis. So just because it says full, don't hesitate to put yourself on a wait list, and yeah. you might get lucky and somebody cancels and you'll get a chance to go.
Yeah, for sure. And are Mike and Josh still going to do the ultra limited load trips in the fall?
Yeah, you know, that's one thing that we stressed, you know, in the agreement, that there's, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix
that's
it.
That's yeah.
So,
sure, man.
You know, it's
you guys
been,
do it right.
You know, we've built this business up now, and so, you know, there's no reason to change it. Now, you know, it's their prerogative. If they want to make some changes,
yeah.
they can. But
they're the owners, so.
They're, you know, that we worked together with Josh and Mike on the 2024 schedule before we started calling potential charter groups. And you know, they'll be, you know, we'll be a part of the 2025 just to keep the ball moving, just
yeah.
to make sure that they're learning as they go, and so there's not going to be any drastic changes to the boat or the operation. I mean, the boat's
great.
In fantastic shape. It's been repowered and lots of work done to it over the past 5 years, so just you know, here's the opportunity, run with it, keep it the same and go for it.
It's just so cool. It's
yeah.
so it's such a cool story of the, you know, I don't want to say passing the torch because you're still very much involved, but it does feel like that, and it's really cool, and
sure.
I think it's so rad that you and Celia, you know, gave somebody that's, you know, Todd and Josh are part of the family, and it's just really cool to watch the, you know, everything you guys built, you know, keep carrying on.
Yeah.
What an opportunity for those young guys.
Yeah.
It is. It's huge.
And I'm sure they're very grateful to you and Celia for that.
Oh, without a doubt,
You guys have put your heart and soul into that operation for how many years?
Well, this would have been 41 for me.
For
and
you.
It's 30 for Celia.
Wow.
That's
yeah.
cool, man.
41 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
That's so cool.
Yeah. How's it feel, Art?
Feels great.
Does it?
Yeah.
You happy with it?
Absolutely.
Happy with the decision.
It was time.
Yeah.
I'm ready to pass the torch, as
yeah.
Rick said. And it was good timing for them and good timing for us. And we're looking forward to the future. It's going to be fun. Going to grow old with my wife.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
do some traveling and do
yep.
some, enjoy your life.
That's
and enjoy
have
your grandkids.
Some fun. Yep.
And yeah.
Yep.
Good for you. So, big question here. Did you leave a box of toothpicks in the wheelhouse for Mike?
I did not.
Oh, come on. How are you going to run the searcher without
yeah.
a toothpick, man?
There's a supply on there.
Okay,
there's
all right.
On there. I did, you know, I have this one that's 18 inches long that a charter master made for me. And the plaque on it says, for the stressful days, you know, I have a great big one. And I took that off the boat with me when
oh,
I left.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
You're not kidding about that. Always so much fun with Art. Going to be a great time talking fishing, and boy, what a great time to have Art with all this great fishing in here and all the past fun we've all had on the searcher. It's just going to be a lot of good memories today and a lot of fun going forward. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is our phone number, or send us a text on the Let's Talk Hookup app. You always know when Art's going to be in here. The phones are already 100% full. Every single phone line is packed up right now, but we got 2 hours of taking your phone calls, and a bunch of great texts are already pouring through. If you want to send a text message, you can only do it through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have the app already, just hop on your App Store, the Google Play Store, search Let's Talk Hookup. It's very easy to find. No cost, no money, no spam, no BS. You'll get the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a very easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You can hear all the archive shows. If you want to go back and get a hot tip from Brandon and Corey last week, you can listen to previous shows on your drive home. They're all available 24/7. And it's the only way that you can send your text questions into Captain Art. Make sure that you include your contact info when you do it, too, because we're giving away a great prize today. And if you're the winner of the big prize at the end of the show, we want to make sure to get it to you. So, again, include your contact info with your text. And speaking of great prizes, how about this? One lucky caller or texter today is going to win a gift certificate for $300 at CostaSunglasses.com. You're going to get a pair of sunglasses You can also get a shirt and other Costa goodies, you know, well, along with it. You get basically have $300 to spend your way. And Costa's got all kinds of great glasses from inexpensive pairs to really high-end pairs. And you got $300 coming your way for anything at Costa.com.
I went on I was invited. I was home for a day. And I was invited on a trip that Costa sponsored aboard the Malahini on Tuesday.
Cool.
To go an offshore trip for a day. And they were introducing their new King Tide glasses. I know you were one of the first tackle stores in Southern California to get the King Tide. And I'm going to tell you, they had a pair of glasses for everybody to wear for the day. They took them back at the end of the day. But,
darn.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. But I'm going to tell you, that new King Tide, super comfortable, super great wrap.
Killer.
And absolutely killer for fishermen. Really, really a nice pair of glasses. So watch for that. It's not available thoroughly throughout all the stores, but I know Fisherman's Island had a few pair, but watch for that, the Costa King Tide.
What lens did you have in yours? I mean, I know it's a very comfortable frame, but what lens was in
yours? All the lenses that they had this time were the Blue Mirror.
Okay.
Their classic Blue Mirror, which are great
classic offshore lens.
Sure.
Yeah.
My new favorite after fishing in Katmai for a week with them on and now fishing offshore is the Green Mirror.
It is.
It's a Lasley special.
All right.
Right?
I'm converted.
Yeah. I when I'm driving, I wear the gray, but when I'm fishing, that
you're all green.
And especially what's interesting, too, about that Green Mirror is, there's a lot of sight fishing when you're up at Katmai.
Sure.
You're seeing fish in the water. You're seeing the sockeye. You're seeing the whatever fish in the water. I could see stuff that other guys couldn't.
Right.
It's like, there they are right there. Where? They're right there.
That's cool.
Put these glasses on, you'll see them.
That's
right?
Pretty cool.
So, yeah, that's the Costa difference. And I might also add, too, that the Costa 580 glass lens, it's superior.
No doubt, buddy.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Cool. Well, again, a $300 gift certificate is going to somebody at the end of the show today at Costa. Again, giving us a call at 213-432-1090 or sending us a text on that Let's Talk Hook Up app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls and texts and a whole lot more with Captain Art. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay sand spit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to sand spit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about a great place called Point Loma Seafood. The fish are always biting, did you know, at Point Loma Seafood?
At the freshest place in town, you could always get a limit, no doubt.
Yeah, for sure. They have such an array this time of the year, all times of the year, of fresh fish right now. You can get pretty much everything you want to get. That's available right now is available in their showcase at Point Loma Seafoods, fresh-wise. But then you talk about going there for lunch or dinner, sushi, the smoked fish.
The best fish tacos in town, without question. And it's the fresh fish that they have in the case. It's the cooked case. It's the sushi that's available. Everything they do is so top-notch.
Yeah, and if you haven't had their gourmet giant shrimp cocktail, you treat yourself to something special there.
So good.
Yeah. Check it out. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are packed up. Everybody wants to talk to Art. Today's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, it is. Hey, you want to get through? Here's your chance. No, you don't have a chance right now because it's all the lines are full. 213-432-1090. When a line opens, you'll want to break in. Of course, text the show via the incredible Let's Talk Hookup app. We're so grateful to Adam and all he does for that Let's Talk Hookup app because it's virtually become the powerhouse for Let's Talk Hookup. People are listening to the app all over the world practically. Anywhere you go. Whether it be Katmai Lodge or Hawaii.
Yeah, you can have tuned up.
Was a little early in Hawaii when you were listening, though.
Well, I listened on the app, so I didn't have to worry about
it. Oh, that's right.
Because Adam puts the shows up so fast that by the time we woke up in the morning, Adam already had that day's show loaded up and
sure.
ready to roll.
Now you got to listen to
it. It's a 3-hour time difference, so by the time we'd get up and roll, and it was already there and listening every morning.
Perfect. Well, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
That sounds great, man. How about we start it off this morning with Don? He's calling us from Woodland Hills. Don, thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey guys, good morning. Good morning, Captain Art. I can't tell you. I'm feeling happy for you and I'm feeling sad for some of us that are big time Searcher fans. But retirement is great and I'm so happy for you and Celia.
Well, thank you very much, Don. It's been a pleasure knowing you all these years and we're not going to the moon or anything. We're going to be around.
You're still going to see Art and Celia down at the dock.
Yeah,
I know,
absolutely.
I see.
But
I'm going to see him at the dock a week from today. I'm on their 4-day Isoline charter.
I'll be there.
Cool.
All right, you going on what trip are you going on, Don?
On the 4-day Isoline.
Sweet. That'll be fun.
That's
good timing, right?
And then I'm on the 8-day in November.
Art on the dock more often than I used to because he used to be on the boat all the time, and now I see him hanging around a lot more. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Thank you, Don.
Around.
Yeah,
so,
no, Don,
I have a question for you.
Don. I was going to say, I know you've had a lot of great trips over the years on the Searcher. It's always been fun going down and seeing you, whether it be the limited load trips or all of them. I know you do quite a few trips throughout the year.
I enjoy the Searcher. It's a great boat. It's a great crew. You know, Josh and Mike are just knocking it out of the park. So the legacy continues, that is for sure. So, hey, Captain Art, I know that you've made a lot of improvements to the boats, to the boat over the years. I'd like you to talk a little bit about your bait system and what you did by adding that new bait tank and why having a really solid bait system on a boat is so important, especially for like a 4-day trip or an 8-day trip.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That new bait tank, I think, is like 7 years old now. But it's all about the size of the pump. It's how much water you have going through there that keeps that bait alive. That's the critical part of things, and so we've got great big pumps that circulate a lot of water, and we have two of the fish holds are plumbed for bait so that we have additional capacity, and putting that bait tank on there, we went from 3 wells to 4 wells, so that gave us another 40 or 50 passes, and the other thing that is critical, and that's on just about every long range boat that you go on, is that you have the capability to cure bait on the boat. And so, you get a really, really good load of bait and the way that we structure how much we chum or don't chum or that sort of thing. And with the thought that, whatever's left over at the end of the trip is all going to get, accumulated or put in one or two or three tanks so that we have this supply of cured bait on the boat. And so that is one of the key things for having more capacity, is you have the capability of consolidating all that really good bait that's left over. Mm-hmm. And so you have this little, you know, nest egg of cured bait. And I think that that's probably the key to it. But the primary thing is the circulation. You have to have good circulation so that bait gets as much oxygen as possible, and then it lives.
Can you have too much circulation? I mean, can you pump too much water into it, or is that just not no such thing?
I think maybe with anchovies you can probably have too much circulation, but I don't think you can have too much circulation with sardines.
Right. They love it.
They like a lot of water. Mackerel, Pacific greenback mackerel like a lot of water, and so there are times anchovies and maybe squid. You could have too much where the water in the tank is rolling around so much that it's damaging the bait rather than keeping it alive.
But sardines just like to put their nose and go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then another question that I was just curious: if you're say the boat's empty and you're loading bait, does the bait tend to do any better in the top wells or in the slammer? I mean, does it like one spot or another better, or is there no difference? You know, at the end of 3 or 4 days, does the bait that's left in the top box do better than the bait that's in the slammer?
You know,
or vice versa.
It depends on the bait. It depends on the bait. But I would say that, you know, the bait that goes in the wells, it's lower center of gravity in the boat, so there's less motion.
Oh, that makes sense.
And it's been my experience that, you know, the bait in the wells does better than mm-hmm. the bait in the boxes.
You get into it 3 or 4 days later, you're pleasantly, you know, you're very happy about how good that bait is. After,
oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes total sense. Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And a lot of times we're consolidating the bait into one well, you know, like for us, the center, so that the boat's trim.
Sure. Amazing.
And so that everything sense. That we're saving is going in the center well, and that center well might be running, you know, for a couple months before we use it, because we're doing short trips.
Yeah, sure.
That sort of thing.
You're just adding a little bit to it every time.
And there's a lot of times, I think what's going on right now on the boat is, you know, they had two or three deck boxes that were, the wells were empty, and they had two or three deck boxes that were, as you move bait up into the deck boxes, then that ends up being what's consolidated and cured over time.
Got it. That's great. Great explanation.
And having good bait right now with the way this bluefin bite is so critical.
Absolutely.
Because
anytime.
Right.
Anytime.
But especially now, these things have been so finicky. And if you got a bait that swims away from the boat, you had a better chance of getting a bite.
Absolutely.
And so that when you have a cured bait like that, it's a game changer.
And that's where the crew comes in right there.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
We always talk about changing bait on a regular basis and spend a little extra time at the hand well and select a bait. Well, if I'm having trouble getting a bite, I'm going to say, hey, Mike, will you cast a bait for me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give him my rod.
Yeah, will you pick one
and
for me?
Here, will you cast a bait for me, Mike? Or whoever the crew is, it doesn't make any difference. And they're going to go to the hand well, and they're going to get a bait, and they're going to hook it, and they're going to cast it out for you, and your chances go up.
Yeah, because they do it every day.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's one thing that is maybe my favorite Loomis line, and it was just there's no such thing as too much live bait. You know, it was, you know, if you can fit some more, put some more on. If you can take it, if you can make an extra, whatever it is, there's no such thing as having too much of that.
Yeah. And how do you hook your bait, Art, when you're making, before you make a cast?
You know, I'm a belly guy, you know.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer that you lob that bait out there, underhand cast it, and it's already pointing head first. It's already pointing down. So when it kicks and takes off, it's going down there 20 or 30 feet. And that's where, you know, right next to the boat, that's where you're going to get a bite a lot of times.
All right.
You know, if you have scattered fish on the sonar and you're doing a long drift, then sometimes, you know, nose hooking, so it's up on the surface and you get bites that way. I know Mike Totter, every bait that he casts, it's shoulder hooked.
Shoulder hooked.
Every single bait that he casts.
Okay.
And he's a phenomenal live bait fisherman, and he gets bit a lot.
Yeah.
But go to the crew. The crew, the crew, the crew, the crew, the crew. I can't say it enough.
Yeah.
They're experts.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah,
they do it for a living.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're real good at it.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, great Don. Call, Don. Great call, Don. Thanks for the call. All right, let's find out what's biting in the bar, and also a very special moment for the cast tours report.
You got that right, and we got the cast man standing by. And today, Dana Landing on Mission Bay. That's your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. A complete saltwater tackle shop, a full deli, all the snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supplies. And for your freshwater and saltwater tackle needs, visit East County Bait and Tackle. They've got all the products and the know-how for a successful time on the water. Dana Landing is right next to this launch ramp across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. ECBT, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. And Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, they're on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more information. And we got the man, Richard Castaneda, the cast man, standing by. Buenos dias, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, gentlemen. And you too, Pete.
Yeah, thanks, cast man. So, come on, is this really the grand finale for cast tours?
Hey. Yeah. Hey, Art, congratulations on your retirement. That's fabulous.
Thank you, Cass, man.
And I'm following suit also. Just want to make the big announcement that Cass Tours will be closing their doors after 34 years in the business. And as of December 31st, we will no longer be in the tour and travel business. And but that's not to think of. I'm still going to be doing my own trips to my three best destinations, Lake El Salto, Pesca Panama, and of course, beautiful Christmas Island. Otherwise, yeah, the girls, my daughter's trying to approach me and they say, Dad, we want to retire. We want to get this, we've been at this a long time. Yeah, even my daughters were raising their kids at the time in the office. And, now the kids are married. They're going to have my first great grandchild next month. And, So it was time. And we've met a lot of nice people along the road, made some really good personal friends out of the business. So it's been a really a good ride. We're closing shop.
Wow, Cass.
So you're still going to be in business through the year.
Yes, up to no more reservations, after December 31st.
Gotcha. All right. So you'll still be continuing. And, of course, I know you're not going anywhere because you have to travel. It's like kind of your lifeblood, right?
Oh, God, yeah. There's a lot of other destinations I want to go, golf and fish. So I'm looking forward to that. Well, I've still got my health and still got hopefully a few more years to enjoy the last few. But not that I haven't enjoyed the last 34 years. It's been a lot of fun.
Cass travels and fishes more than any person that I know while having a job. What the hell is he going to be like with not having the job to tie him down?
Can you imagine?
He's gone every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. You're exactly right. But, Pete, I want to thank you for including me in the Let's Talk Hookup family. Gosh, it's been, 29, 30 years
Over 30 years, yeah. Cass, man, because we'll be celebrating our 32nd anniversary in September, and you've been here pretty much since the start.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's been a good partnership, and
it's been fantastic.
Want to thank you guys.
Great times together too.
Totally, Cass. I've always had such a great time traveling with you and fishing all the great destinations that Cass Tours has put so many people on, and enjoyed sharing the rail and sharing the water with you. And man, a major congratulations for 34 years.
All right, guys, I'm gonna sign off. As they say in Espanol, adiós, amigos.
Well, Cassman, it's been such a pleasure. I'm looking forward to continuing to travel with you.
That's right.
And in the meantime, if you have some travel plans that you want to book with the girls, how do we get a hold of Cass Tours?
800-593-6510, or of course on the web at www.casstours.com. And Pete, I'm looking forward to fishing with you and John and the doc in Canada for those sturgeon on the Mackenzie River.
Yeah, we're going sturgeon fishing in September. Yeah, I've never caught a sturgeon, so I said, okay, I got to do this. You know, got to check that one off.
Get those arms in shape.
Yeah, I guess. Big ones, right? And Cass, of course, will still be traveling and hanging out with you. And happy retirement to you, and enjoy your time. And, of course, we'll be crossing paths very, very soon.
All right, guys. Take care.
thank you for all the fantastic reports and the fantastic years that you've done for Let's Talk Hookup here in the past 30 years. I can't believe we're saying this. This is like the end of an era.
How about just thinking about the amount of time Cass has spent compiling? I mean, because the Baja report for Cass, it's mainland Mexico, it's East Cape, it's just been awesome, man. It's been a real honor, Cass, and thanks for everything.
All right. You too, Ricky.
Thanks, Cass, man. All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Cass.
Right. That's
cool. How about that?
It's the retirement show. What the hell's going on? You better not have any surprises for me there, buddy.
I'm not going anywhere.
All right. Making sure.
Yeah, still got to pay the bills.
That's right.
For sure.
Well, the phone lines are packed up and the texts are as well. Let's jump right back into it. We're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Dallas this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Retirement is good, so I'm glad there's more people retiring. But my question is to Art, if those albacore are a fluke, what do you think about some wahoo coming in to California?
Well, you know, the water's warming up every week. It seems to be a couple degrees warmer. I think that, there's some warm water around, and, you know, like Pete said earlier, stranger things have happened. What was it, 5 years ago or something like that? We were getting them at the rock pile. One of the guys in the tackle store told me that they got a 60-pound yellowfin tuna at the middle grounds at the gun site the other day.
Yeah.
So, it's all about water conditions. You got to have water that's warm, 70 degrees or above. And I certainly wouldn't rule it out. It would be something that, in general, would be an incidental catch on a kelp paddy or, something along those lines, a stray wahoo that ventured up into the warm water. But, I certainly wouldn't rule it out. I wouldn't say I'm going wahoo fishing today troll a marauder or a plug around trying for wahoo, because that's probably not a good idea. But, I think that as the water continues to warm in, September, October is probably the time that they might show up, like the Dorado do.
Well, and this early season show of wahoo down on the ridge and the rocks is certainly a good sign.
Certainly, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen.
Why not?
Maybe I should start predicting wahoo every year. I don't know. I don't think that'll happen.
The one thing, though, that year that we had that good fishing of wahoo here, low, I mean, that was different. You know, I mean, it was 70 degrees in January that year. You know, I mean, like that was a very unique setup of water. You know, I mean, it got into the high 70s and even 80 degrees on the beach in here. Like, it was a very different year. Totally, like, I couldn't agree more, like Art said. I mean, it has happened before, and it probably will happen again. But, that particular year, those things were here. Not one made it to the far northern edge of their range and happened to bite a lure. I mean, those things were around, and they were on the structure. And that was just a very unique and a very cool year, and I hope. Yeah, I just hope
it could happen.
I sure can. Yeah. Well, I hope we get to see it again.
If you want to catch a wahoo, there's 6 spots available on an 8-day trip in November on the Searcher.
There you go.
Prime time.
That's prime time.
If you want to catch a wahoo,
that'd be 6 spots in November?
Yeah.
8-day trip.
An 8-day trip, yep.
Wow.
That's what I wanted to segue into, is a wahoo is a thing that's on so many people's bucket lists, and we hear it in the shop all the time. And that was going to be my question to Yard, is if that was a person's goal, they've been bluefin fishing with you several times, and they caught the bluefin, and they got their yellowfin, they really want to get a wahoo, and you were sitting down and looking at 2024 schedule, what trip and, like, length of time would you pick if that was a real hope of yours, was to get a very realistic shot at a wahoo?
Well, in the fall we do 7 and 8 day trips, and they start, the first week, I believe, or the last week in September, and that's what we have in October and November. So that would be the time frame that I'm looking at. And, if you're going on an 8-day trip, then you have one additional day fishing in those areas down there. So, historically, I'd have to say that, the very end of October, the beginning of November has kind of been prime time when, there's a lot of wahoo that move into the ridge. and there's a chance to catch them on kelps. And so, you know, that's prime time for Wahoo in my mind.
So perfect lineup for that mid November trip.
Sure.
For the
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, great text here came from John in Rancho San Diego. He says, great show this morning. Always great to hear Art. Art, can you comment about your favorite knots, braid or mono, mono to fluorocarbon? Hey, I saw an albacore in the count. How about that?
Huh? Oh, didn't you predict that?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Okay. Yeah.
Fluorocarbon to mono, you know, I'm tying a surgeon's knot. It's fast, easy, and if you tie it correctly, it's really strong. And you know, the John Collins or the RP knot for braid to fluoro or braid to mono is probably the, you know, the easiest and it's proven that it's strong and dependable as long as you tie it right. And, you know, if you have any doubts about your connections, then you're talking to the crew on the way out and have those guys tie a connection for you because they, you know, it's like bait, you know. They're experts. They do it. And I'm, you know, if I'm tying a hook on, I'm tying an improved clinch knot and with 40-pound mono or less or 40-pound fluorocarbon or less and, you know, 40-pound or greater, and then I'm tying a San Diego jam knot. And those are the proven knots that are easy to tie and strong. And so those are the connections that I'd be doing.
There you go.
Well said. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hook Up coming your way. More of your phone calls, more of your texts. We got catch reports coming up, a whole lot more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
During Yamaha's Summer Sunset Sales Event, get up to 5 years warranty coverage on a boat package with eligible new 30 to 300 horsepower outboards. Make that 6 years with the Siren 3 Pro package. Or get up to 7 years on a boat package with eligible 425 horsepower outboards. Purchase an eligible 2.5 to 25 horsepower model and receive up to a $300 dealer credit. Visit your Yamaha dealer today.
Grand September 8th, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models exclude 24-month Yamaha extended service added to factory. Limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor from Searcher Sport Fishing. Your hook is one of the most important links to catching fish. And at Searcher Sport Fishing, we use and recommend Gamagatsu hooks. The Gamagatsu Nautilus hook is best for tuna. And now with a variety of sizes all the way down to size 4, Gamagatsu hooks are the ones to use. It's important to be prepared with the right tackle when you come aboard Searcher. So that should include Gamagatsu hooks.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are very busy this morning, but there's going to be plenty of time for you to get through. Again, that's 213 213- 832-1090. Also, plenty of great texting opportunity. That's only available on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And speaking of a great text, this one, good morning, Captain Art, Rick, and Pete. I just wanted to say thanks to Art. Thanks to Art, Mike, and the crew for all the memorable trips I've taken on board the Searcher. The accommodations are comfortable, and there's nothing better after pulling on a bunch of fish than to sit in the salon and have some of Chef's tasty food and mix of classic rock. I can't wait to see you guys on the Iser Line 4-day coming up. That's from Dave in Burbank.
Oh, thank you, Dave.
Wow, fantastic. Here's another good one, which is a question I was going to ask, too, and it's from John in La Mesa. He says, Art, if you could go back and relive any trip you've done, which one would it be?
That's a great one.
Wow. Yeah. That's a retirement
question. That's a great one.
Huh?
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah. Backside, weather side of Guadalupe Island, 5-day trip, catching 40 to 60-pound yellowtail on live giant squid.
Dude.
Live giant squid?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Dropper loops. It just stands out. And, you know, it was flat calm, full moon.
Oh, yes, please.
You know, take a squid catcher and catch your bait and put it on your hook and drop it to the bottom and hang on.
How giant were the giant squid?
Well, you know, we're talking about
12, 18 inches. Not the 5-6
No, pounders. No. Just your
big ones.
Big squid.
Yeah. Big squid.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, that sounds so.
That was memorable. Yeah. Memorable.
How big?
I haven't repeated it.
Big were the yellows?
40 to 60 pounder.
40 to 60 pounder. How do you stop a 60-pound yellow at Guadalupe?
You know, button-down drag, you know?
Yeah. 100-pound?
100-pound.
130-pound?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We lost a lot.
I can imagine.
But
what
fun,
huh?
The ones that we got were pretty impressive fish.
When was that?
Boy, I want to say early 90s. Yeah, early 90s
early
probably.
90s.
Yeah.
Wow.
Haven't duplicated it. Haven't seen that. I mean, we don't fish there anymore, but certainly, you know, it was a one-off. It was a one-off.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
For sure.
Does anything pull like a big yellow that's on the bottom that knows where its home is?
No. Well, you know, I don't know. Groupers, big groupers are, you know, they're going tough. Right back to their home, you know. But, you know, yeah, something about yellowtail,
yeah.
Whether you're catching it on the dropper loop or you're catching it on a surface plug or a fly line bait, you know, they're fun to catch and they're tough being in the jack family, and they taste great too.
Especially the ones in Guadalupe.
Yeah, any yellowtail.
Yeah.
Give me a yellowtail
they're
anytime. They're awesome eating. They're great fish.
Yeah, for sure. You think we'll ever be able to go fish Guadalupe again?
Probably not.
No, you don't see it.
No, they, you know, it's a reserve. It's a national park.
Yeah.
It's a protected area. And so I wouldn't see a point where they're going to change that.
All right. Very good. All right. Well, let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
That sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Robert? He's called us from Canyon Country this morning. What's up, Robert? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you guys doing? I just wanted to thank you. You and Cass Tours 25 years ago started my fishing addiction, my travel fishing addiction. Heard about Cass Tours on your show, called them up, had a great trip down to Baja, and started my fishing addiction. So I just wanted to thank you, and a sad day to hear Cass go.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, he's still going strong. Don't let him fool you. He's got trips planned throughout, but it is a change of the world. I'm very happy for Cass. Cass is 83 years old.
Oh,
right?
Goodness.
So
it's
it's time for him to retire and do what he wants to do. And guess what that is? Go fishing and travel, right?
Exactly.
So he's still around. So we're just very happy for Cass.
No doubt.
For sure. Do you have a good text there?
I did. I really liked this one. Well, hey, guys, what a great show. Art, I'm so curious. Your boat always seems to be in the most perfect shape when I get on board. With the Searcher being a wooden hull, do you guys need to take it to a special boat yard for maintenance? And what is different as compared to some of the other vessels? You guys always do such a great job, and thanks for all the years of fun. That's from Jeff in Mission Viejo.
Well, thank you, Jeff. You know, that boat is very, very special, and it's, you know, it's got a lot of miles on it.
A lot of history.
A lot of history there, and so we don't spare any expense when it comes to taking care of that thing. And we have taken it to Al Larson Boat Shop up there in San Pedro at Fish Harbor for the last 7 years now. And it's my belief that it's better for the boat because it's coming out on a traditional ways. You know, it's coming out on, it's just like
on a cradle.
It's like putting your boat on a trailer and dragging it out of the water.
Giant version of a trailer boat.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we've done, and we think that it's gonna, you know, increase the longevity of the boat because, you know, travel lifts are certainly efficient and safe and a great way to haul a boat, but. You know, I think that, you know, just kind of gives a wooden boat a big bear hug, and it's not built for that. So,
yeah, it's putting stress points in two spots on a giant platform.
Yeah, and,
right?
You know, don't get me wrong. I mean, there's travel lifts out there now that they have more straps, and so they distribute the weight better. And so, you know, down the road, if Al Larson were to go away, then we wouldn't hesitate with the new technology with travel lifts to put it on a travel lift. But yeah, we take extra care of that thing. It's, you know, it's one of the prides of the San Diego sport fishing fleet, and
no
Bill
question.
Poole had it constructed in 1970. It was called the Cape Polaris, and it's got a lot of history, and so we spare no expense when it comes to taking care of that boat.
I love the pictures of that boat going down Newport Avenue. That is in 1970.
Yeah.
Those are some special pictures.
Yeah, Celia and I did a road trip on the anniversary. May 24th is the launch date of that boat. So on the 50th anniversary, we went up to Newport and redid that route from where the Ditmar Donaldson Yard was down Newport, and spent the day in Newport and traipsed around a couple boat yards and everything. So that was an awesome day.
You guys are rad. That's cool.
That's cool.
Very cool.
Hey, another great text here from Arnold and Santee. He says, happy retirement, Art and Celia. Last time albacore was abundant, I caught my personal best 43.6-pound albacore, and Art was on the upper deck watching. Art called my fish the jackpot winner at Deep Color, and it was. I love the Searcher platform. Thank you for all the years.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's
cool.
I caught my biggest albacore on a Let's Talk hookup Shimano seminar trip on board the Searcher with Captain.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're old enough to catch an albacore?
I'm just old enough to have been through two cycles of them.
Wow.
I got into it in the very beginning, and then I got to watch them be gone for a long time, and then I got to watch them come back again and be gone again.
There you go.
I'm an old fart now, man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're over 40. Man.
It's our favorite thing to joke about is most of the, I mean, a high percentage of the guys in the shop who, again, I give the highest accolades to. The kids that work for us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle are so good at what they do, and they're so fishy, and they go all the time, and most of them have not seen a live albacore. You know, it's been long enough that, you know, the majority of them haven't, except for Dylan, who's young, but he worked with his dad for a couple seasons. So,
well, they're coming back, you know, Pete predicted.
Well, they're back.
So. I mean, if they
come
had,
on, Art, there's been three caught. If, are you kidding me?
If there
back?
Was one on Thursday and then two on Friday,
could be
never
it's
know.
About five today.
Well, I would think four, then eight, then two. I mean, by the end of the season, it should be hitting.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming here, including checking in with the catch report. We'll find out exactly how many of those things are around. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero was awarded the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor for four straight years. Especially interesting, most hotels aren't just hotels, and most people stay in the hotel and go do their activities elsewhere. Rancho Leonero, of course, provides fishing, diving, all activities, all meals, your whole vacation. So the fact that we're so highly rated, we're very proud of it. From picking you up at the airport to dropping you off, literally everything is turnkey from there. We make it as easy as we can for you at the ranch. From your meals to whether you're going to go fishing or diving or just hang out by the pool. When you're coming to Rancho Leonero, you are coming to John Ireland's home. I guarantee the best fishing vacation experience in all of Baja that's unique. There's nowhere that I could think of to get the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252, 646-BAJA, and RanchoLeonero.com. It's really unique. It is.
We're very proud of it.
Want to take your catch from fresh to superior grade? This is Robbie Gant from AFCO. We developed the tools for the EKDNA process. Circuit Breaker is specially designed to disable the full length of the fish's spinal cord. The memory-resistant wire of AFCO's Circuit Breaker will not bend or kink, even after repeated use. Take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Available at a dealer near you or check out AFCO.com.
Like Robbie said, take your fish care to the next level with Circuit Breaker by AFCO. Check AFCO.com or your favorite tackle retailer.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A seed guide train and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue-fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state of the art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.